Editor. I write to express my strong opposition to the proposed non-conforming OCP application for a large-scale office building at 12th Avenue and 53A Street. Rezoning the single-family residential lot to commercial use along 53A expands commercial activities in an area that should prioritize residential housing over office space, and if approved contradicts achieving for Delta's promise around housing. Given BC's watchlist for housing targets, other municipalities are converting office spaces to residential units. A smaller-scale mixed-use commercial, residential building would be more appropriate to accommodate both coffee shop, doctor's offices, and residential housing. At 179 feet by 71 feet by 55 feet, with 0 feet setback along 53A, the result is an imposing structure completely out of context with the surrounding neighborhood. It is better suited to an industrial office park rather than a residential area. The height surpassing the hydro power poles and 55A and 55 street buildings is inappropriate. Large-scale commercial buildings should be strategically located along 56th Street, which remains underdeveloped. The lack of design sensitivity and disproportionate scale at an intersection transitioning to single-family residential homes exemplify poor planning by Delta. Where is the updated comprehensive development plan for Sawa Sen? Governing without a well-defined vision for Sawa Sen's growth is neither wise nor responsible. Mayor and council should lead by allowing community engagement, consultation to define a comprehensive community plan for future developments to align with the desired character and needs of our community. Such a large-scale office building at this intersection will irrevocably alter the future shape and character of Sawa Sen. I urge residents to attend the public hearing this Monday, July 24 at 4 p.m. at City Hall to voice their objections. Together, we can work towards a beautiful and well-planned Sawa Sen. Christine Klukas.